Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Well, top of the day to you, and I welcome you to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Laron Matthews, overseer of Restoration Destiny Center and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, one church in two locations. And I thank you for joining us on today. I believe that there is a time and God wants to move you from the logos to the kairos. There's so many things that are happening in the land. The wind of the months, the precipitation of the days and the weeks are all climaxing in this season. We all been talking about this month of new beginning, the rising up and the going down, the shaking, the shifting, the dispensation. We're watching land survey. We're watching epic moments. We're looking at the shifting turnaround. We're seeing momentum, and we're catching and viewing cataclysmic events in the land where people are fleeing other parts of the United States just to get out of those cities because fire. And there are other people trying to escape the storm and the weather that are raging. And then there are other people that are trying to get past the injustice system and the racism. Then we have two unique individuals who are in, one in the office suffering from a mental health and another one who wants to be in the office dealing with a mental health. The world is in trouble all over. And the men and women of God who truly understand where we are at prophetically, you have to know it's your time. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pause, and I'm going to give you a chance to invite others. There is a code I'm going to reveal today to you, and I know it will be life-changing to prepare you for the epic of what's getting ready to manifest in the earth realm globally. This is just not USA. This is just not the other seven continents, but we're watching the universal move of eternity raising up humanity from his own clan, from his own deity. And you will know, man of God, woman of God, and person of interest, God is speaking to you and some of you who have been dealing with your sleepless nights, your warfare, your internal conflict from the anatomy of your cellular systems of your body, you're going to know. And those of you who've been having unique dreams, wild dreams, dreams you didn't understand, you're going to get it right here. I'm going to share with many of you things you need to know about this time. Think it not strange, everything that was planned for this time in history, everything that was perpetuated for this time in history. If you are where you at right now today, at the very place, you have been chosen, selected, you have been mandated for this time. It have nothing to do with your mom. It have nothing to do with your dad. It have something to do with, number one, your consequences. Number two, eternity have brought you back into alignment. Number three, you're still listening to buffoonery of people. Those are three areas. Let me go over it again. Number one, your consequences. Number two, eternity have brought you into this place. Number three, you're still listening to buffoonery of people. Those are only three areas. I could tell you with hands out as a servant, there's no other place in time that you were supposed to be in than right here. There are other prophets going to come behind me. There's going to be some that's going to give their opinion. There's some going to, because of pride, going to try to say I'm wrong. Believe me, every single person, write these 3 points down. I'm going to go to my Facebook a little later. Write these 3 points down. And I want you to, number one, you where you at because of consequence. Number two, you where you at because eternity have chosen you. And number three, you where you at because you're still listening to foolishness or buffoonery of people who have you stuck in a place called stuck. Those are three areas. Anything outside of that have nothing to do with anything else. You say, well, Prophet Matthew, I'm trying to hold on because of the children. Let me tell you something. Listen to this. Your children is your consequences. Do I speak anymore? Okay. I leave it alone. Number two, you where you at because you love, hurt, or some church. Consequences. Should I go any further? Number three, you where you at because you are listening to a false prophecy that got into your DNA and messed with your destiny and now damaging your database with that foolishness. Number three, you have sacrificed, waited, been patient. You have not moved. You have not shifted your position in life. And you are in the place where God has ordained you to be here. And you know what? You look like you're isolated, but really, you're actually elevated in the things of God. Do you want me to go further? I didn't think so. What I want my administrator to do, if you take us to two commercials and bring us back, I'm going to share some things with you all that I know is going to explain the major unveiling for all of us in the earth realm. Get ready. There is a word from the Lord right now. Are you there, Administrator Bryant?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right. Could you handle that for me?
Could you repeat it, sir?
Could you put out our two commercials and the last one on the new book and then bring me in?
Thank yes, sir. I sure will. I sure will.
Thank you.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon. Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter
with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
All right. God bless everybody, and thank you all for joining us. I know you had the opportunity to invite others to join us, those who are listening to us on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. And I am not excited. I'm flabbergasted by all that we're watching and viewing right now, all that we see that's going on in the land. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new in this dispensation to come or the world to come. You just have to know exactly why you're where you at today. I was sharing on Sunday, one of the things I said, it's an all points bulletin. The warning signs have been here. There's nothing new about the coronavirus versus the coronation. The corona versus the coronation. The corona versus the illegal position that the King Charles is in, and the illegal position that many leaders are in right now. They're not even supposed to be there. And the shaking in the land is shaking them from those positions. That included every level, not just one, of every single level, every position in the earth, around everyone that a person has, that nature doesn't want them in. Watch and see how they're going to go into the sunset, every position. That's why the prophets are restless. That's why we're where we at. Some of you, where you are at this very moment, it's because or due to the dispensation of time that God allowed you to house or hold a position or a job that really you don't supposed to be on and be doing. some of you in positions where you're supposed to be there, but you have too many illegal people or what I would consider accursed things connected to a cure presence. How do I explain that? You remember Joshua chapter 6, where God told him in chapter 1, he gave you everything you need, and with the sole of your feet should tread as yours, even down to the coast of the Lebanon, to all the territory of the Euphrates. It is yours, you can have it. Then Achan, the tribe of Achan, saw cursed stuff, and they brought it into the camp, and they brought accursed things into the camp. And Joshua went to the Lord and said, hey, God, you promised us. I'm just paraphrasing. He went before the Lord in prayer and with sackcloth and ashes and said, Lord, we weren't even supposed to be losing against the lowest tribe, the Ai tribe. We're losing people, 35. And God said, go back to the camp. In your camp, there's things that don't need to be in your camp. He goes back to the camp. He goes to all the tribes. Everybody's blessed now. Now, this is everybody, all the tribes are blessed. So they have what they want. So Achan decides, and the word of God said, covet now. Look at all these coveted spirits. Covet other people things. And he brought accursed things into the camp. Hit him in the center of the earth, in his tent. He tells them, what is this thing you done? He said, well, we got some gold, silver in the tent. He said, get those things. Go get them. He goes, pick those things up. They bring them. And he said, what is this thing you did? You brought a cursed stuff into the camp? Because you covet other people's stuff? So you covet somebody else's? So he told everybody, get a rock. So get a rock and took them out of here. Men, all of their family, the wives, the children, everybody. They annihilated the whole entire tribe. Take them out. So you got to be careful what you covet and want. That not yours, but what you see somebody else have and you want it, you might end up causing an accursed thing to come upon you. Anyway. Let me move to this. Let me take you over to two scriptures. And we're going to go here. Two scriptures. And one of the scriptures is from the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. Yes, accept it in the church. Another one is from Jeremiah, chapter 3:32. Now, let's go there to listen to this. Now listen to Jeremiah 30, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1, is what it said. Now, go straight to it. It says, to everything there is a time, every purpose under the heaven. Now, heaven is a spiritual dimension. in humanity, the spiritual dimension in the heavens. So you will know that you're tapping in for a spiritual realm, spiritual dimension, so that you won't miss what the Lord is sending to you, spiritual dimension. Now, he gives 28 points, 28 different points, all of them, 28 different points as it relates to time, 28 of them. 14 to the positive, 14 to the negative point. Any earmarker. So I'm going to go to verse number 9. He said, what profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh it from the beginning to the end. Now, you can read the rest of that read it at your own, what I would consider, leisure. You can read it at your own leisure and understand at your own leisure what God is speaking to you as it relates to these events and timetables concerning right now in this dispensation in the earth realm. You'll understand. Turn with me to Jeremiah, 33rd chapter, and verse number 3. Jeremiah 33 and 3. And look what it says in Jeremiah 33 and 3. You can underline it. Verse number 3. He said, call unto me, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now, let's look at what's going on in the world, globally around the world. I gave y'all those 3 points. Everybody have those 3 points that I gave you? 3 things right now, universally in the earth realm. You all know. 1, consequences. Number 2, everybody know what number 2 is? You know what number 3 is. Number 2 is the eternity, something like the divine will of God is being done. Have you where you at? The divine will of God. Have you where you at? And number 3, you where you at because you're still, many people are still listening to That's a new term. You can call it buffoonery or foolishness. They're still allowing foolishness to control your ear, control your life. I'll make it, put it like that. So the three areas right now. But many people are at right there is because, number one, they're dealing with consequences, and that's not bad. That just says where you at. Number two, God's divine will is being done at this very moment. Number three, you still allow foolishness to control your life. Those are three areas. I simplified it a little early. Now, we know that a major hit shocked the world several days ago, Administrator Aretha Bryant. And Aretha Bryant reads it, Nick of the Woods, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama. It shifted. Montgomery, Alabama. Now, I remember when I got there in 2012, probably around that time. I think it was 2011, right, when I first stepped on the ground of Alabama. And even my sister was living there some years, but I still never visited. And my first visit to Alabama was Montgomery. Then I went down from Montgomery to Selma, then to another city. Then I end up in Selma. Then I end up in Montgomery, and then it was a wildfire. Alabama fire.
Alabama fire.
Powerful. Alabama fire. We had an awesome revival going through Alabama. And we took a stop back into Selma. I think it was Administrator Brian did to the Pettus Bridge and hook up with Mary and Elizabeth. That's our code. We talked under the Pettus Bridge, shared some things. But let me share this with everybody so you can all understand where you're at right now. Now, 2019, actually 2011 began. In 2011, okay, let me start right here so I can bring you up to speed, because some of you who follow me understand it. Everybody else, governmental agents, still are trying to figure it out. And CIA agencies and listed, everybody's still trying to figure how do I know all of this. So they've been doing it for years, so that's nothing new. We all read the Word of God, right? King James Version. King James Version. 1604 began the rewriting for the 7 scholars started writing, completing it in 1611, right? 1604, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 7 years. See that 7 years? You see how that 7 years come up again? 7 years to complete the New Standard King James Version, authorized by King James, who at that time sitting on the throne that Prince Charles had. That's the kind of throne. Completed the new version of King James. English standard. Now, from 1611, because everybody want to know, about the 400 years, count it down, 1611, 1711, 1811, 1911, 2011. That's 400 years. We have 400 years, period. 400 years, period. Y'all follow me? Y'all take your notes? Okay. So what happened after 400 years? Liberation, freedom, change. The list goes on. They gave you guys Juneteenth to solidify it, considering what happened in Texas, Juneteenth. It took them several months later to recognize they were free people, so that Juneteenth came from that. They made it official holiday, Juneteenth. See how everything's working together? You saw how everything is coming to the head, the showdown? See how everything is coming? 2011. Countdown, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016. That's 5 years, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. That's 12 years. That's 12 stones. That's 12 tribes. That's the 12 tribes. So from 2011 to 2023, the plan was to create a genocide for the original people, the original people. It started using house people. I know who was president at that time, right? I know who president, Barack Obama. President. You know who was the Secretary of State? Hillary Clinton. What did they do? They went into Libya, where the original people were, the Ethiopian Jews, original. No other president of the United States would ever mess with Libya. It had to be a decoy of a sellout to push it. Obama smiled in his face, laughed in his face, became his friend and his partner, and turned on him. Yeah, your president, Barack Obama. You ain't gonna like me. Who cares? You can't do nothing to me. They can't do nothing to me because they need me. And you need me too. So just listen. That sellout. They ain't do nothing but just sell people out. Oh, yeah. You heard about his cook, right? Everybody heard about his chef. They found his chef dead. He drowned in the water. How in the world your chef gonna drown in the water when he already did a Instagram, how good he's swimming. He's an awesome swimmer, can swim like I don't know what. He one of the best swimmers. Listen to this. And how you going to die in that type of water? You going to drown in that type of water? Let me just leave that there. Just let me leave that there. Let me leave that right there. Luther Vandross said, keep it right there. Keep it right there. Anyway, so let me bring you up to speed so we can move to this real quickly. I don't believe I'm going to tarry long today. I just want to share with the people of God. All right. 2011. Dr. Fauci. All of these between him and Oliver North, Noriega, Contra, of the drugs in the 80s under Reagan administration, Richard Nixon under his administration, Johnson under his administration, Kennedy under his assassination, and King and Malcolm X, and you name it. Richard Nixon said he wasn't a crook. Then he had resigned, and it came out, the Watergate. Then Ford became president, then Carter, then Ronald Reagan. Then after Reagan, Bush. Now you got an issue with the Bush. The Bush went into over there in Iran and Iraq. He was CIA agent. They wanted that it wasn't for no weapons of mass destruction. It was for other things. That's why they went over to Noriega over there and did what they did. All right. 2011, 2023. That's 12 years. Process had already began. They couldn't do anything when they went over to San Francisco, started getting those blood transfusions from those men over there who were living that life. Then they came back. So they started in 70, in the 70s. So they had a plan. This is all a plan leading up to now, so you can all know where you at this very day. So everybody, you're going to know where you at today. You'll understand exactly to the detail. Look at somebody say all points bulletin. You're going to know all the details. I'm giving you all the specific details, and I'm going to let you do the study. Then I'm going to let your enemy who want to challenge me, who can't challenge me, they can't challenge me anyway. Ain't nobody challenged me yet. So even when they send a government agent to my house, they didn't know what to do. When they put them on the plane, they didn't know what to do either. All right. Then they send the Nephilim who thought they could get into my house. They couldn't. 2012, 11. They did everything in their power to break down the original plan to stop 2023 from happening. All from 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, the Holy Spirit allowed me to decode those years to the detail. What happened on the United States House of Representatives? What happened with George Floyd on May 25th, 2020? Why the president stood in front of the White House on June, I think it was 7th or 8th, 2020? What transpired? You name it, the list goes on. Even 2020, when 2001, the Twin Towers, God gave me the prediction of what was going to happen in New York. Katrina, that, other things that were going on. Now, 2020 was considered, 2019 was the year of the setup. All of them came together for your family, Catholic Church, Jesuit Order, those who connected to the noble birthing, high-ranking family, knew that they had a certain time limit, a window to do what they needed to do. They all had a certain time. Follow me, people of God. To do what they needed to do to the detail up to now. The plandemic was not a pandemic, it was a plandemic. A plandemic was a plandemic in the earth. They knew the transition of power cannot be stopped. So they invested in trying to destroy it, hinder it, lie to it, manipulate it, get people to bow to their worshipers and their secret society. They did everything in their power, from eating you, drinking your blood to blood sacrifice, taking children to taking women, everything in their power to do what they wanted to do. It didn't work. Everything in their element didn't work. Power horn, May 25th, 2020, George Floyd and Officer Chavez, the plan over I Can't Breathe, the 9 minutes of history being made over a $20 counterfeit bill and power horn. That's what it meant. It was a counterfeit moment, counterfeit $20 bill, counterfeit year. And power horn was a symbol, part of the smoke screen that everybody saw. And power horn, that's an Indian symbol representing gunpowder, bloodshed. Then they came back over the last 4 months and gave you what? Smoke screen, to symbol of the smoke screen, because they knew they were not going to be able to stop what was getting ready to transpire in Alabama on this 8th month. They could not stop it. They could not stop it. They were just trying to figure out where it would happen, location and place. So they understood. Well, matter of fact, let me put it like this. The plot continues. Let's put it like this. The plot continues. So I want everybody to write down August 28th, 1963. August 28th, 1963. Somebody can go Google it right now. For the record, Dr. Martin Luther King did a speech on the March on Washington, August 28, 1963. We are in August 2023, 60 years ago. His movement started in Alabama when he had a dream in his speech. He talked about the mountains, white man and black man, the clay, all of that. Somebody can read the speech. We are in August 2023. We are 60 years later, 2023. You break this 360 down, you get 320. You get three generations. Three generations from the 20. 60 years. Now, follow me here. Listen to this carefully. He gave a speech about having a dream. We are waking up out of the dream. We are in that epic. Now, and somebody can look up the word paradigm. Paradigm, you know, lately that there's been a theological argument about the word paradigm. It's a Greek word meaning show place, because the Greek word for paradigm means show place, or, yeah, to show the place. So that's when you hear show place. It's a theological. It's not a theological word, but it's a connecting to the scientific. It's a more scientific word. And they don't want you to use that word. They've been arguing about that. You can go study that word. We're in a paradigm. However, let me tell you, we're in a paradigm. We're in showtime. We're in the dispensation. We're in the epic. We're in the timetable. We're in the historical moment. We're in mantle transfer. You name it. We're in it. There's nothing that can change this time period. there's nothing that can move this clock, period. You are watching at this very moment prophetic fulfillment. And there's nothing no one can do about it. Everything you're watching is total fulfillment in the earth realm. So everything you're viewing and you're watching cannot be changed, cannot be altered, and they all know it. It's the rising up. He threw up his hat. It's the rising up in this dispensation of time, the original people. No one can stop it, period. You remember what happened this year in the United States Congress? You all remember what happened in the United States Congress when they named the new Speaker of the House? Look what the white dude did to the other, the white guy did to the other white gentleman in Congress. He was grabbing him around the neck. You see the confusion that happened. Because it's confusion. Confusion. Listen to this. We're in a pivotal time in the land. And the paradigm has shifted. Everything you see, it will never be the same. The truth about religion is coming to the head. Teaching is coming to the head. Everything is being exposed. What secret society didn't want you to know, they can't do anything about it. We're in it. So what you saw concerning this month is to prove what used to be, and they could get away with it, it cannot happen no more. And I know for some of us, because some of us, they get fearful when they hear me talk about it. They get nervous. Ooh, they get nervous. That's okay. You can get nervous. Just sit back and let us enjoy ours. You just sit back and keep watching and your fear factor. The Catholic Church knows. The royal family knows. The Jesuit order knows. The noble Berkeley high-ranking family knows. Everybody knows except those who sold themselves out for the crumbs from the master table and those who went along with the program. No. Anybody else? They know. You are in prophetic fulfillment. August 28th. 1960, August 2023, and if you want me to take you there and add the language, August 9th, today, 2023. Prior to that, August 6th, August 7th, August 8th, prophetic time. Everything. So what you saw that people are having fun with and people are wondering what's going on and people saw in real time, they saw the changing of the guard. They saw what they used to get away with is not happening no more. Now look at this. Riverfront. Unique place. Everything you are watching and viewing. all the way to the 28th of this month, which would be 60 years. 60 years. 73, 83, 93, 2003, 2013, 2020, the 50-year period, you will know and you will see everything that was taken, was snatched away for 400 years, you're going to get it back in some. That's why they play with the DNA of many people. Your gene, corona, COVID shot, the nose movement, all of these things, everything. You look at it now. Just look at what's happening. 2020, September, counting down, which will be the new Jewish New Year. 2024, 2025, 26, 2027, 2028, 2029, 2020, 30, 7 years. What they didn't tell you is there were more. I'm going to put it like that. I'm going to use the minority term. I make it easy for people. There were more rich. There were more people became rich in 2020 in the history of our time. In the middle of a virus. And those people who became rich were minority people. Google it. Do your math. You find out. So that tells you the reversal plan and the universal plan is in effect right now. It's just you need a prophet in your life to break the encrypted code that's over your life, that have been sold to your life, shot into your life, deceived into your life, teleported into your life and given to you by the lie of the system for your life. And they use many of our leaders, they use many of our people, but they're not my leaders, to do what they did, the shift. That's why you're looking at major cities where there are black mayors, the United States government have infiltrated those cities and incited events in those cities to scatter the people so that the power shift of those cities will not be dominated. Chicago, Houston, Detroit, Memphis, you name it, St. Louis, you go further, even look at Montgomery, Birmingham, all of these cities, major cities, look at New York, major cities. If you look at the major cities in the United States, major cities, L.A., they all mayors are dominated by a melanated person. City. Minnesota, some cities there. Carolina, city. All of these point to 12 years we're in the completion of it. That's why on May 6th, oh, let me go back to this. On April 9th, 2021, at age 99, Queen Elizabeth's husband passed. Flip it over, you get 666. You get 4, 6, 2021, 666 from his age. Jennifer, you get that. Get the 6. Now, then Queen Elizabeth leaves. When you understand how the movement in the land and the genealogy and understanding how genes work in the genealogy of plants, because it's 1952, I believe, when she became the queen, and she ruled for 70 years. That's already in the word of God. She ruled for 70 years. After 70 years, you want to show you the scripture of that? After 70 years, so you can understand the power that be. Jeremiah 29:10. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and call you to return to this place, back to the place. She's queen for 70 years. She completed 70 years. That's why they tried to assassinate Harry and Meghan last year, probably this year. Now, so you will understand what you're dealing with is you're dealing with a paradigm movement. Show, place, showtime, showcase, the epic, the era in this dispensation time that cannot be stopped. And it's pivotal to know who you are connected with right now, because there's a counterfeit spirit trying to fight the encounter in you. And some of you whose bodies is going through what you're going through is because you refuse to let the counterfeit go, and you're letting them go with your encounter, and your body is fighting the resistance at this time, and you're trying to blame the devil. Going to the doctor is not going to happen because your melanated gene is so connected to the creativity of God's presence. He's letting your body react to the counterfeits that are around you, and you calling them encounters. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. And so what you think you're dealing with, you're dealing with a reptilian presence, a Nephilim mindset. You're dealing with a genealogy nanoparticle glitch from other people. You're watching all of these things in revolt against the human psychic in you, and you're trying to figure out what's going on at this very time is due to what they've done in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, and what they tried to do in 2023 with what they're trying to do in the chemicals of the air. They already went over into parts of Michigan and messed with the people water. They messed with the people food. All of these things are to deviate your original bloodline of where you're supposed to be and go. They couldn't do it in the music they gave you and your children and the sign, because your rhythmic system is so connected to the ear of the earth. Your heart is connected to the heart of the earth. Your years are connected to the year of the earth. Ear has an ear, year, Y-E-A-R. Earth has an ear, E-A-R-T-H. Heart has an ear, H-E-A-R-T. Fear has an ear, F-E-A. So all of those fears has shifted the atmosphere of where your ear, year, and earth has, or your ear, year, earth, and heart has, those four. That's why you see the four numbers. You see 444. That's the high-ranking dimension of frequency, 444. When you see that, that means you're in a prophetic frequency. You're in a high, you're in a high vibration of universe, 555. 333-911 is let you know it's an urgency to align yourself, your frequency, because he's speaking, to bring you to understand where you are at. So what transpired in this month was prophetic to prove to the world that the dream is officially has woken up. It's alive. And what's going on is the cellular system is now moving in the earth realm. And the portals, and let me say this with you. 2020, there were more millionaires from the melanated people than history. So that's why you're seeing the Federal Reserve, World Banking System, Department of Treasury trying to keep a tally on your money and try to bring everything under the encryption. That's what they're doing, because they want everybody, they want to know how you're doing, what you're doing with your money, how we can control you. That's the same thing they did in South Africa. They were trying to do it in South Africa with Nelson Mandela. They knew they were getting ready. They knew the country was out of order, so they got Nelson Mandela out of jail after 28 years. You see the number 28 right there? 28 years he served. You see the August 28th? You see August 28th, 1963? And now you will see August 28th, 2023. 28 years. See, you have to understand how codes are done. The plan of the encryption of codes. That's why wherever I go, it's alignment of codes. I break codes. I reveal codes. I just instill myself to them for their crumbs. You have to know you are a walking frequency in the earth. You are a prophetic encryption in the earth realm. The power, the word of God visits the third and fourth generation of what? The iniquities of the fathers. Official retroactive time for you. It's payday time for you. You're in the epitome of this dispensation, and it can't be stopped. Delayed, yes, but delayed by people who are connected to you that your body is saying release. Speeches, liars, counterfeits, deceivers, covetous people, and people who are causing you to ache, aching in your chest. You're there. That's why you're watching the word confusion in the earth realm. You're only watching what goes around comes around in the Trump family. So it's just what goes around. What you saw, all the stuff he did in 85. The Central Park 5. It is. Just comes around now. Now all the judges are black judges. See what's going on. You see what's happening. Now, I want to share this with you all and I'll be done. I want to talk real quickly about this part. Now, when I say I'm done, I'll be done. I said it last night. When you talk about transcending, Think about this. This is free for everybody. If the world is investing in genderism, transgender, and they're spending billions in investing in the earth, an identity crisis in the DNA, just imagine many of you knowing how to transcend in the spirit realm. You know, I'm causing hell to the devil. I'm eradicating so much stuff in the spirit realm against Lucifer and his imps. I'm a literally tearing the spirit realm. If they're doing what they're doing in transgenderism, and I'm transcending in the spirit, just imagine all of these Nephilim that I be seeing, these big old giants that I be seeing, because some of y'all don't see it. I see it. Some of them I see it. And then you can look at some people, you can see other spirits in them. You be seeing that almost like a reptilian spirit in them. If they doing that in the earth, just imagine what you're doing in the spirit. And you feel it like you feel it because look at the transcending. You're moving above cognitive. Some of us, I'm going to speak for me. Me, I don't even live on time. I'm here. I'm here and I'm not even here. I don't even move on time. I'm not even, time is nothing to me. I'm in a whole different place. I'm in this world and I'm like, wow. I know some of y'all feel like, man, the stuff God revealed to you, you can't even talk to people. They would think you crazy when really they are. This world is so in an illusion. If you talk to somebody, they're really an illusion. If you tell them a reality, they can't believe it because they think what they're in is a reality, but it's really an illusion. Because of where we at. In the spiritual dimension, the height, the width, the depth of things, so great. Let me end on here. Romans chapter 8. Let's go there. Here's what he said in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. I've shared with them. We're not going to read 28. Okay, yeah. Let me deal with verse 29. And listen to this. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. See, we got people that are living under the umbrella of title. We're under the umbrella of sonship. We're sons now, sons and daughters. You're in the sonship. You know how you get to the sonship? Listen to this. Because everybody likes Ephesians 4:11, and I'll turn back to that real quick. I'm going to take you to Ephesians 4:11. Look at what Ephesians 4:11 says. Ephesians 4:11 says this. Here's what he said, Ephesians 4:11. Thank you. Let me put these high-ranking glasses on my ass. I can still see without them, but I'm just letting you know. I'm putting them on for spectacle purpose. Look at this. Ephesians, chapter number 4, Ephesians 4, and verse number 1. Now look at this. 4. No, actually, 4 and verse number 11. 4 and 11. Now listen to what it said in 4 and 11. But I want you to understand the verse here. 4 and verse number 11. Now, it said that he gave some apostles. Now, the word some actually in the Greek means body. It means semantic. Semantic means body. So when you say, and he gave some, I mean, he gave the body apostles. He gave and the body prophets and the body evangelists and the body pastors and the teachers. For the protecting of the faith, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. Now, verse 13 is what you need to underline. So we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. We're in sonship. See, when you operate in sonship, you're operating in a spiritual dimension in the spirit realm where your body is healing. Your body can heal somebody. You have people say, I want to, my shadow is healed. your body carries a rhythm and a frequency from eternity into humanity to heal all bodies. You have the power in your body to heal other people. Your synergy of eternity can release into humanity healing. You have power to make it rain and stop. You have power to make the sun shine and not. You have power to make it snow and not snow. You have power to speak and decree and declare to the earth what you want it to do. You have that power under sonship because you're authorized to use his frequency in eternity and use it in humanity. Jesus was able to hide. Jesus was able to be in front of his enemy and they not know he was there because he was in a spiritual dimension that he controlled the pupils of the eyes of his enemy. He was in their face and they didn't even know he was there. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You can be right in front of your enemy and your enemy can be telling you a lie and you can go in the spirit and make them turn around and the lie that they told, they'll open their mouth and tell you the truth because you can control the spirit realm around them and you can reroute a spiritual dimension in the atmosphere and you can control it and they will turn around and tell the truth right in front of you all in one time. You have the power. Now y'all looking at me with that tone of voice. You don't know who I am, do y'all? I didn't think so. You have the power and the ability to move in the spirit realm because you're not fighting flesh and blood. You're controlling and dominating demon spirits in the spirit realm who don't have authorization to use your frequency, but because of fear, ear, want to stop ear, heart, and earth from connecting to the frequency of the NI of you, from the gene of you, to understand the life of you, to connect you with the cells of you, and bring you down to the pineal gland to rule and reign from that dimension. You are a document from God. You are his agent in the earth realm. So when you operate at that spiritual dimension, you operate at a place where you can reveal all codes. You go into coded areas and you go into that database and you hack it with your frequency. You have the power to go in anywhere in the earth realm where demonic principality is, and they have to give you access to that database because they were kicked out into the earth because God had already gave you power in his heart to rule and reign. You have dominion. What did he tell the devil? He said, for which coming down? Satan himself said, going up and down, to and fro throughout the earth. He is walking. You're moving in a spiritual dimension. You have power. You let in this religious church world. Ain't no need of you sitting there, come out of somebody. You only tying yourself out and hurting your throat and sweating in that nice outfit. You look at that spirit, commanded to come out. That spirit will come out. And as a matter of fact, before the spirit get into the building, that spirit know that it's going to have to behave anyway. I'm wasting your time. Who you are. And that buffoonery. Asian master, what's mad? Look at how they looking at me. Honey, do you know there's a demon looking at you? That ain't them. What are you doing all that foolishness? Bunch of foolish church folk. Did you see the way they said that? That's a demon talking. The demon is talking to you. Tell the demon shut up and everything will be quiet. They hurt my feelings. Really? You be for real. You mean tell me the demon in them hurt your feelings? Go sit in the timeout corner. That's a spirit. In the spirit realm, you authorize. I think I'm not going to come back anymore. And the demon said, ha, ha, ha. The demon laughing at you. You're a laughing stock of the department of demons. Then you run around. I'm studying demonology. I know about demons. No, you don't. You don't know nothing about no dogs. Excuse me. You don't know nothing about no demons. Excuse me. Anyway, let me tell you something. Let's move to this. Let's go to Romans 8 and verse number 29. For whom he did foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Son. Predestination. You were preordained to be where you are at right now. So that's why the coronavirus, they gave it to you, and the coronation, they gave to them. Corona is the crown that covers the gene that deals with the genealogy and the neurons of the life in you. And a mage fear shut your gene down and gave you a virus, and I went viral in the middle of a virus because they cannot get inside. So when they gave you the shot, they shifted the gene inside of you. And when you supposed to go viral, you couldn't go viral because you start dealing with issues in the gene. Those who connect themselves to the presence in the realm of the spirit understood the move in the land and the spiritual dimension for where he's taking you in the earth realm. And demon spirits, researchers, those who did the research, and the laboratory and labs and laboratory scientific, Dr. Fauci, who's an allergist, he studied allergies, what's in the airborne allergist, understood what was going on in the land. If you tap into the atom, A-T-O-M, not the A-D-A-M, the atom, that's the gene that carries and houses the cells of your body, the regeneration of your body. You can live to move into understanding the molecular system of your body to bring you to understand the power for which you know how to transcend, move above and beyond cognitive into the supernatural. And you tap in to the level of the mysteries. That's why many people felt inadequate, because God was trying to take you into the secrets of him through the sacredness of his system to move you into understanding what was normal is not normal. That's why the people, do you hear people say, we're in a time where nothing is normal? It wasn't normal then. You totally transcend. It's not outside cognitive. Some people, you in the supernatural being scared. In the supernatural, that means it's not you. It's not your money. It's your ability to transcend thought, will, gene, to do whatever you want. You can live in houses you didn't build. They playing with your credit report. You got a gene that understands all the reports of the genealogy of the credit, of your creditors. You work for your creditor. Your ancestor did. You have the gene to shift that genealogy. But you have power in you. Are they ready for me? Transcend. So they invest in human clowning, calling it cloning. It ain't nothing but a bunch of people clowning. Transcend, rise above, limit of thought, surpass human cognitive ability beyond ordinary, common experience. Human knowledge in, human mind and ability in, divine, supernatural, infinite power transcends. You're in it. You're connected in the realm to the dimension that you never thought. You're trying to learn how to be a millionaire. And you already have the power of the millionaire. You've been working for a company making millions of dollars, and then you want to be a millionaire. You touch the money that's yours anyway. All of them encrypted with codes anyhow. You're a code breaker. You have all of what you need. All right, I'm done. Now, I'm going to end. This is what this is all about. What you watch in Montgomery, Alabama, you're watching. 1963, that man was standing there, and four or five people jumped on him. They wouldn't go into jail. They would get up and keep moving, and he'd be left there, and they probably would have hung him. 2023, you look up the word paradigm, showtime. Can't happen. Not going to happen. That the earth has rendered a decision in the universal plan. You thought it was hot outside. No, the universe, the heat was transcending melanated temperature. Earth ran. Power. You already know. What city was that? Over a million people were in the blackout. They ain't seen nothing yet. The grid, where they said a tornado hit. Look what they're doing up in the sky. People of God, prepare yourself. Only August the 9th, 2024. 60 years ago, August 28, 1963, is one of the biggest marches in the history of America on the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., August 9, 2023. What you saw, I think it was the 6th of August, whatever date that was. You ain't seen nothing yet of what is about to come. In to the earth. God's hand is on is prophetic people. You're in a modern day paradigm and no one can stop it. God's hand is moving in the earth. For and riches, wealth, you get it to you. Victor Hugo gave a powerful quote. One of the greatest things about time is when an idea has came. You're watching. And epic in the earth realm. Look at Hollywood. All them on strike. They don't even know what to do. Over there. So losing their mind. You know why? You know, if the guy shut down acting, y'all just missed the revelation. You'll catch that later. The reality is coming alive now. You know why? Because people can't act anymore. It's coming alive. See, you ain't know what Hollywood is all about. We on strike. Y'all ain't on strike. God shut y'all from the acting mess down. He said, I'm going to bring the real deal alive. Y'all think y'all out there on strike. No, you ain't. I'm shutting you down from acting. I'm finna show you the real deal. That's just for free. I'm trying to let you understand what's going on while y'all looking around like Alice in Wonderland. No, while people are trying to figure things out, I'm just trying to figure you into the equation. So that's why you're seeing all the old movies and not the new movies. And then the new movie, if you see the new movie, they ain't done by them. They done by Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Tyler Perry. No, excuse me, sorry, something like that. But those over there, but he's revealing things to you in the earth layer. Everything is coming to the front. It's coming to light. It's being exposed. Nothing is being held back. It's here. All right. I told you I would stop it. I'm done. Take those 3 points. Share it with you. The transition in the land. You'll probably hear from the President of the United States in a few minutes. He'll probably, they're trying to get him to give his opinion of what's going over in Alabama. Kate, what is her name? Katie May over in Alabama. She don't even know what to do right now. But she on the thin line. She got to be very careful. That's the governor of Alabama, Kate. She got to be very careful. See, all the politicians got to be real, real careful of what they say right now. There is a thin line, real thin line right now of what's going on. So people got to be real, real careful of what they give their opinion on what's going on. So all of their staff, high-ranking staff members said, don't say nothing, just the media is trying to get major leaders to give their opinion and what they want. They asked me, I'm going to say, August 28, 1963, August 2023, from the dream to the reality. And that's the way it is, like Walter Cronkite said, and that's the way it is. Yeah, I remember Walter Cronkite, distinguished man, died at 96 years old, I think in the 80s or 90s. He was a news reporter for CBS News, Walter Cronkite. And that's the way it is. But no. The reality is we are in the paradigm. We're in the divine time. Everything you're watching and everything you're viewing is here in the earth. And it's for the believer and the men and women of God who serve in the Lord to brace yourself for your promotion. Brace yourself. For what's coming. Brace yourself. We in the world, but not of the world. Nothing can take you out when you're already in. God has his hand on you. You've been selected, chosen for such a time as this. You have that power and that ability in this dispensation of time. And you have nothing to do with what you're seeing. It's already been in the divine plan. It just came to the head. You didn't start the fight. Satan started the fight. It's just God is finishing it. You're at the pivotal point where the universe and everything in it is in divine alignment. And no one has the answer but the people of God. And all the people of God have all the answers universally of what's going on. None of the noble birthday, high-ranking family, none of the secret society, no one has this access to tap in but those who understand Daniel chapter 1 and 2. Daniel did not eat of the Babylonian table. In chapter 3, when the king called forth the cherubim, the sorcerer, he called forth the magician, the wizard, they couldn't even interpret his dream. Why? Because when the king asked them to interpret the dream, they asked the king, explain it. God shut the spiritual dimension up. The king couldn't even explain the dream. Daniel comes on the scene. In the later chapter, God opens up the spiritual dimension. The king explained the dream. Daniel interpreted the dream. And he was given great honor, but he said, I don't want it. And he saved the enemy in himself. Only prophetic people can explain in the earth realm what is going on in thou. Everybody else are profiteers. We are revealing the spiritual dimension in the earth realm. We're letting the earth ear know what the heart ear says to the year ear over fear of man. We're speaking the ear of God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to you, the kingdom of God. You and your awakening now. And not many people can speak to this spiritual dimension in the earth realm. That's why they'll come and listen. They'll follow. They'll copy. They'll covet it, but they can't be. Such people say they can't be. Yeah. They can come. They can listen. They can copy. They can covet it, but they can't be. Can't be. God has chosen and selected certain people for such a time as this. You have. You are right where you at for such a time as this in the earth realm. So destiny is guaranteed to be blessed from sonship. Amen. All right. Administrator Richard Bryant. Bless you on today, woman of God. Hallelujah. We're going to take a commercial, and we'll be right back. And we'll open up the line.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Welcome to the Prophetic Encounter, where the word of the Lord comes alive with nationally known prophet, LaRon Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to President Barack Obama, Kirk Franklin, Ty Trivette, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and need of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Okay, I'm done. Well, I bless the Lord today. I feel like Wednesday noonday prayer time has shifted to so many powerful directions. It's almost like you got a noonday prayer class, Bible class. So much is coming out. So much is happening. So we're being blessed. The people that are receiving. Whew, man, so many things are going on in the world. Distractions here. Deliveries there. Contractions over here. Movement is here. All of this is prophetic. God is downloading more and more information to the world and to the people to let them know I'm here. I'm right here with you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll never leave you by yourself. You don't have to worry about anything. I have you covered. His presence is with us. God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He's all knowing. So it is. All right. We got a powerful weekend. Administrator Rita Breyer, have a powerful event this weekend. You have something happening in Clanton, Alabama, County Road in Alabama. Amen. It's going to be powerful this weekend. So she will be blessing the world with the great musical that they haven't. We will be blessing the people of God with a powerful word from the Lord in the city of San Antonio, Texas. Powerful word from the Lord. Be ministering prophetically the word of God. Sunday morning, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. A powerful word from the Lord. Great, powerful kingdom leader will minister a right now word to change the entire mindset of the people, to bring you into understanding. If you were with us, if you followed us last night on our YouTube, please go to YouTube and follow us on YouTube. You can follow us over there, notification over there. Follow us over there on Facebook as well. You can follow us over there as we share the word of God around the world. There's more that I want to share in this atmosphere and more to come in the days to come. We're just thanking God for you all on today. Now, I'm going to open up the line in just a quick second. And I'm going to give the people of God an opportunity to ask a question. Now, I want you all to hear this. I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask a question. If God gave you something prophetically, I'm going to let you share it with us if you need clarity about it. I'm going to let you make a comment if you need to make a comment. If God gave you a prophetic dream and you want to add to what I have here, you can because it will help enhance what has been shared prophetically. Like area code 334. That's Alabama. Timetable, the month, the year. I told you, you have an ear, Y-E-A-R. Heart has an ear, H-E-A-R-T. Earth has an ear, E-A-R-T-A. Ear has an ear, S-E-A-R. All of those things, ears, have ears. Ear, fear, ear, heart, four. All have an ear. So I'm going to open up the lines. If you have a question, comment, if God revealed something to you through the teaching, or God showed you something even concerning the transition of what happened, we want to give you opportunity to do that as well. I believe I shared some things years ago with Administrator Bryant as it relates to Alabama being a very pivotal state. Some years ago, we were talking about that some years ago, whereas look at the young man crossing, the 16-year-old crossing over the water shows you we're crossing over. I'm telling you, that was all prophetic. It's all prophetic in that it is. What once used to happen will not happen anymore. It's not going to happen. The clock has turned. It's the people of God. And you know some Apostle Simmons, this is for the people, and I'm going to open up the line. This is truthfully for somebody today. What we're watching in the earth realm right now, what people that talk about church, is the Lord is really changing the dichotomy of what we call the church in those leadership. So things aren't the way they used to be because of the plan of God in humanity. What the pressure that's on pulpits now, it is so horrendous. These leaders don't know what to do. So what they do is they start compromising. They start going along. They start trying to find things to say or go along, creating things, illusion, delusion. This is a powerful time. So don't be moved, saints. God's hand is upon you. Amen. All right. Anyone have a question, comment for us? Our prophetic people, our prayer warriors, intercessors, we bless the Lord for you all. Man, you guys, I just praise the Lord for our intercessors that are always in place. Thank you for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, and also we bless the Lord for our great kingdom leaders there. Thank God for, let me go back to Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry. Every Wednesday, Prophetess Tracy Pollard, Elder Sandy Hunter is there at 10 a.m. with the building open for people to come in and pray, lay on the altar, connect. We thank God for you all there and the power of God and the presence there is available there to the great presence of God. To all of you who are doing such a phenomenal job in making things happen. Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. Great time. We are. All right. Thank you for allowing us to grace your hearing. Bless you on today. If you're a prophetic person and the Lord gave you something for us to release prophetically, whether it's for me, for the people, for the audience, we want to give you the opportunity to do that. at this time. Those of you who are been selected to pray, we thank you all as well. Appreciate you all. Scripture, blow the shofar. We thank God for you. If the Lord gave any of you a word for us or to say something, I want to give you that opportunity. Great, powerful kingdom leader at this time. So I want to give you the opportunity to release that if God gave you something for us. Okay? So at this time, I want to open up that line of communication and allow you all to say something if God gave you a word, if God gave you something for us. Any one of you all, if God gave you something for us. Hallelujah. All right. So I'm going to shift over to conference line if you're listening in today. And question for me or a comment for me, or the Lord gave you something for us, hit star 6 and you can come in at this time. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So we thank you for joining us and connecting with us. Hope this was able to give you understanding and it made sense to you and you know what you're dealing with and you know what we're dealing with now and what we're viewing now so that you will be in that position to say, wow, there it is. That's what's going on in the land. Yeah. That's what this is all about. Yes. 60 years later, they were prepared for this. All during this time, they were prepared for the March on Washington. All in this spiritual dimension. Yeah. J. Edgar Hoover was planning and plotting all our things that were going on. Yep. All right. You want a copy of today's teaching in its entirety? Want it to be in your library and your archive? Please feel free. Go to Lorraine Matthews Ministry go to blogtalkradio.com/Lorraine Matthews. And you can go into the archive and see today's teaching in its entirety, all the details of it. It's available to you in its entirety. So you can have it. You can share it. Those of you who are listening that are agents of agencies, you can listen in and take it too. It's already available to you. It's yours for free. It doesn't cost you anything. Just going over to there and getting the information. For those of you who have been following us, thank you so much for connecting with us on today. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry as we share the word of God, I want to give you the opportunity to do that too. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthews on the blog side. That's the blog talk. No. If you want to be a blessing, you can go to our website, We Restore You, the letter U. That's it, the letter U. .org. That's We Restore You, the letter U, .org. Now, if you want to be a blessing via Cash App, go to Cash App, money sign, RFPIM, Cash App, money sign. You want to do it via Zelle, at We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing. You want to mail it? You can mail it to 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois, at 04426. All right, thank you, God. Bless you all today. Don't forget, if you're in the area, in the city, you can join us Friday August 25th. August 25th. You're looking for a job opportunity to work. We have what we call a powerful time where they will have companies that are looking to hire men and women of God or people from around the United States. It's going to be that Friday morning job fair at our church parking lot from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. job fair. Share it, invite others. They can come. We have a job fair. If you're looking for a job opportunity, if you desire to be one of the companies that want to be there to share and let people know about the business, please join us there as well, too. It's a job fair. Then Saturday morning at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., we have our back-to-school celebration. We'll be giving away gift bags to the kids. We'll have food. We'll have fun, jumpy basket. We'll have a powerful music ministry. It's going to be powerful in its entirety. We're looking for a awesome time in the Lord. Come. Everything is free. We'll be giving back to school supplies to children as well. And we're looking forward to a great time. We have some other guests that will be coming, musical ministry, that will be singing, praising the Lord and blessing God. All right, praise to God. I bless you on today. Thanking God for what the Lord is doing for you. Anything else over there, Elder Hunter? Do we have anything else? Any other announcement for RFPIM?
No, sir. You covered it all.
Righty. Thank you, Elder. Prophetess Tracy Pollard, Kingdom Leader. Anything you want to release to the people of God?
Bless you, Pastor, and God bless everyone on the line today. I keep hearing the word run. Just run. Run, run, run to the ark of safety. Run after God with all your heart in this hour. Run, run, run. Run in his vineyard. Run, getting the task done, getting the assignment done, and don't look back. Just run, run, run. Run away from sin. Run away from iniquity. Run away from everything that is holding you back from doing exactly what God called you to do. Run away from those things that cause you to reach back into those fleshly and carnal things. Just run. Run after God with all your heart. Run. And everything else that's going on in your life, he will handle it. Just run. Run, run, run. Amen. God bless you. Love you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, woman. Got anyone else? All right. Anyone else have anything to release? Evangelist Gwen Marshall, God bless you, woman of God, lying in the cut. Prophetess Toya, God bless you, woman of God,
I said to you,
lying in the
cut. Mm-hmm. Hi, blessings to you, Apostle.
God bless you, Kingdom Leader.
Yes. I was coming in earlier, but I didn't want to be out of order. You called us, Prophetess Tracy in. So I did have a word to release, and it was so powerful, the words that you spoke today about all the current events that's taking place. That I did speak to you this morning, so I'm going to share. I shared it to a small group of people, but I guess I'll be able to share it here with the group of the Word of the Lord. The Lord came, the Spirit of the Lord spoke. He said, we are in an augmented time. The adding to, the greater, the increase. He said greater things will begin to happen for us, greater in our spiritual gifts for the purpose of the kingdom of God, greater in our relationship with God so we shall go deeper, greater health so we shall be able to serve in wellness, increases in our finances so we can be able to go places and do things without the worry of the how. We shall be able to do it all with ease, and to God be the glory, for great he hath prepared and planned for us. He also said that many have been waiting for their promises. We will soon see the promises in real time. We don't serve a counterfeit God, so our lives will not look like a counterfeit. That's what thus said the Lord God. And what I heard is that the promises that we have are coming with the perks. They're coming with perks. And when you look up the word perks, it's a special benefits that are given to the people of a particular job or belonging to a particular group. But the Lord revealed this. He said, we belong to the Almighty God. We benefit by obeying God. We serve in excellency and have dominion and power. That's kingdom. That's the way the kingdom of God works as such. And then the word argument, and I'd like to give the description of it, argument means to make large, enlarge in size, number, strength, and extent, and increase. So that's what the word of the Lord is saying. He's saying we're in that time. We're in an augmented time of the increase of the great. It's not by accident that you told us to come into the year with the increase. What was the fast? The fast was based on we're going to fast to speed up. And the bigger, mm-hmm. go big or don't go at all because we're in that greater.
Yes.
And Deuteronomy 11 is saying that the Lord, Deuteronomy 1:11, with the scripture he led me mm-hmm. to, the Lord God of our fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he hath promised you. And that's Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word of the Lord.
Thank yes. you. Favorite, one of my favorite scriptures. Yeah, that 1:11. Lord. Wow. Amen. Evangelist Gwen Marshall.
God bless you, Pastor, and to all the kingdom. I'm just listening. I don't really have a word to release. I'm just listening. Thank you all. God bless.
Bless you, Evangelist Marshall. Hallelujah. All right. Katrina Carroll, you on today. Hallelujah. Shell is broken. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for the kingdom gift. Amen. Powerful word from the Lord. Prophetess Rice, bless you on today, woman of God.
Bless you, sir. I just stepped away. Real book, but I'm going to step away. When you were sharing about the event that took place in Montgomery, the Lord had started revealing things to me pertaining to that, and I want to agree with all that you said also about the – he just revealed to me about when the man threw the black hat up. Hat represents authority and power. And the Lord spoke to me that it was time, when he threw it up, he was saying, black people, rise up. We're now the heads and not the tails. With the chair that was used, the Lord revealed to me that that was his throne of grace and that the enemy is at the foot of our heel and that we are now over their heads now. He shared also that we are in the double up. Everything that he's calling for that we've sown is doubled up. So if whatever people have sown in this year leading up to this time, you're going to reap double up. So if your seeds were sown on good fertile ground, you want to reap a double harvest.
Mm-hmm.
The area code, how God broke the area code down, because the area code for Montgomery is 334. And that's where the double up came from, because we are in a double divine order. And then it goes into the 3 threes going to 6, which is the manifestation. And then the 6 plus the 4 is 10. And then when you bring it back, it'll come to the 1. So he said, we are in a double divine manifestation of God's perfect will unto him. So we are definitely in an open heaven. He is revealing. He is speaking. And even with the young man swimming, he's 16 years old, and he's one is showing that the black man is coming back into its original order. So what has happened to our black men will no longer happen, because now they are on land. They have arrived. So we now need to really start speaking even the more into our black men, into our young men, even so more. God bless you all. Oh, and he said there was a purification of the men taking place. That's what that swimming across, we have now crossed over. God bless you all.
We're not coming over in ships. We're coming over personally. Amen. Not in the bottom of the ship, but on top of the water. All right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Somebody was coming in already. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, hello, God bless you, God bless you, and thank you, Prophet. The word was, today was so profound, information. I thank God for your revelation and expounding on it to us, because now everything is really beginning to connect and make sense. It's been connecting, but now with a manifestation as we're seeing it right before, and we're in that place as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you, and God bless everyone on the line.
Amen. Bless you as well, too. All right, come on in.
Yes, and when Prophetess Rice was speaking, as you were speaking as well earlier, and what I seen was when that black man, he was the captain, I believe, of the dock, that's what I read right. When he let go of the boat, all I heard was freedom has reigned, because the boat he let go of an empty boat. Like he was saying, we're not walking over, we're not in no boats anymore. We just going to be walking over, whatever how that was. That's what I seen, is that when he let go of that boat, freedom has reigned already for us, for the people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then also, too, I wasn't going to say this part because I didn't want to get so extended in it, but as I was watching a video of the extended and the people were filming, and you hear all the background noise and all, and this one, the girl said, well, he had to move the boat to let the Marriott come park, to let the Marriott come park. That's what I heard her say. So I looked up the word Marriott, and it was saying that it comes from a root word, Hebrew, but probably meaning, this is what it says, probably meaning wish for child. So I'm really not on that. But when I looked up the Marriott of the person, even though I'm just looking at the words, right? Even in the Marriott of the Marriott of the hotels of the person who owns the Marriott, the person, it was 30 years in time between 2023 and 1993 where the Marriott became international. So that's 30 years. So when I looked up the word 30, and maybe somebody else got a different meaning of 30, it says, it means the acts of redemption and accomplishing priestly service.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You're prophetic, woman of God.
That's
I told you, we got all these encrypted codes, everybody revealing things. It's coming to the surface. You're revealing the data. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Powerful. You're in it. You're on it. On it. You're on it. You're not missing it. That's all prophetic. I told you everything right now, it can't be stopped. It's all in alignment. Has nothing to do with us. It's all divine timing. The dream is not asleep. That's powerful. Yep. Powerful.
God bless the prophet. Okay, so I want to add to this. Well, and I don't know. I had a dream. I've had it probably twice, and I was going to wait till I saw you because it really didn't count. Well, it was like it didn't make sense. I was like, let me just tell him offline. But now that everybody is talking, like about, I look at all that I'm seeing and hearing. I just hear the word double, double. You know, we've been talking about double, double. Well, in this dream, it was me, you, Providence Bright. Looked like just our little court. You know, when we hang out on Saturday, getting the church ready and stuff. Wasn't many of us, but we went down on the Riverwalk, went and ate somewhere. And at wherever we ate at, this place played jazz. And it was people around, but they were
I'm saved. I don't be listening to no jazz. I'm saved.
That's why I wanted to tell you. This is a dream.
Okay. Come on, wake up out of the dream.
Anyway, what happened was, it was a crowd around like tables. You know, people play music. If they want to dance, they can dance. Well, everybody was looking around, right? I don't know what happened. Everybody was looking around. But it's like all eyes was on us. So people were doing the two-step. And it was like,
Could you tell me what a two-step is so I can know? Well, we call it
the Bob. Step in the name of love. Everybody ain't been saved. Go pull up R. Kelly. That's all I can tell you. But
I'm just trying to figure it out.
But we grew up on that dance. Just like all melanated people know what the soul train line is. Well,
I grew up on that music.
Okay. Well, you go on.
I grew up on Dr. Fox.
Well, you go right ahead. When you come on over and tap into the dimension of what I'm saying, God will give you a glimpse of this so we can get this dream over with. So in the process of this, all eyes is on us. So me and you looked at each other because remember, I don't know how they know, but they know we were saved. They know who we was, even though we in a strange place. So they looked at us, though, like to say, oh, They ain't going to dance. They ain't going to dance because, you know, like you up here saying, oh, I'm saved. I'm whatever. We looked at each other, and we never talked. Never music. Me and you looked at each other, and we two-step or bopped or whatever you call it. But this is what it was. This is what was in the dream. Me and you never talked. Me and you never danced together. Nothing. But the way our feet was moving, that's all I could see in this dream. We could look at each other and we were flowing. We were flowing so to where it looked like we really was like butter, marshmallow. You know, the way we was moving on this floor. That when we got done, the people said, wow. And they said, we want to take y'all class. We said we don't have a class. We just move. But in the dream, man, you was looking at each other in the eye, and we said the anointing is bad, ain't it? I don't know what it meant, but when I know this two-step dance is double, and the momentum and the way we were moving, it was going fast. To the point that I said it has to be acceleration or we going somewhere because it was our feet, the anointing connected us, we was on one accord, but there was never a word said. It's like we could feel each other in our mind and we flowed. So I don't know what it had meant, but all I keep hearing is that double, our feet, the move, and the anointing. So if anybody else got something to say, they can. So probably you don't have to be scared about it. Just see if somebody else can get understand this. I'm going on mute.
All right. Amen. We get a lot of revelation from the natural things. and connect to the spiritual things as well. I'm not that deep, so thank you. Yeah, I know I'm not that deep like that. But God is really letting us know prophetically what is going on, and we all are beating to the same tune. We're in the same frequency. We're marching to the same tune. And there's some powerful things especially happening, I know, in that region there and in the lives of so many people. But I'm not going to say too much. I'll just hold off. Anyone else want to say something to that? Mm-hmm. Prophetess Toya, anybody else want to come in? Come on in.
Most High Elohim bless you, Prophet Matthews.
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, sir. I'd like to share a dream. It's a dream that I had on Saturday.
Could you give me
Could
you hold on? I want to try to get somebody else if they want to give clarity to what the woman of God said, and then we'll let you come right in. I want to try to see if somebody can.
I believe it lines up also with what she's speaking. Okay, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, if anyone that have someone else they want to say that to what the woman of God, what Evangelist Marshall said, and then we're going to let Sister Donna come in. Anyone else?
Pastor, this is Partner's Wright.
Okay.
I wanted to speak that when she was saying dancing is a rhythm, you flowing together, and what this Holy Spirit is revealing to me, that she is in your frequency, she's flowing with you, she's in the same vein as you. That's what the Spirit of the Lord gave me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Okay.
Most High Elohim bless you, Prophet Matthew. Bless all of the saints of the Most High Elohim. The Most High had given me a dream on Saturday. I shared this dream with Elder Pierce. Because the dream, it was such an awesome dream. In the dream, there was this big banquet hall. And there were tables all around the walls, the outskirts of this banquet hall. The center of the floor, it was real big, a real big center. And in the very center of the floor was a metal clothing hook. It was metal. And it stood about maybe close to, I don't know, it was a little bit taller than myself. And on this hook, there was this suit. It was a man's suit. And the suit was a powder blue suit. The suit had all of these sequences in it. And then the Most High Elohim said, look closer. And I looked closer at this suit. The suit, the sequences were all little bitty diamonds. They were all diamonds all over this suit. And then I looked, and then I turned my head, and then I turned back. The suit had been removed. Now, there's nobody in the suit, but this is the most beautiful suit. Oh, before the suit was moved, around the neck of the suit, there was this diamond chain, and it had an emblem on it, but it shined so bright with this exuberating light that came from this particular chain, but the suit just glittered, and it was all little bitty diamonds. So when I turned my head and I turned back, the suit had been moved over at the end of the corner of a table against the wall. The suit was moved. I walked over to where the suit was, and I began to go into spiritual warfare. I began to come against and rebuke and bind and loose. And as I was waking up out of the dream, I was still in spiritual warfare. Now, what the Most High God gave me painting to the suit and the things that's going on right now, even with what happened in Alabama, the Most High said they want to put the man back in a corner at a table, but the man is in the center of the ballroom floor. The man is in his priestly place. The man is in the center. And with everything that's going on, the man is being put in the center, and he's in his priestly place. But the enemy wants to pull him back into that corner at that small table, but the Most High said no. And that's why I was interceding and in spiritual warfare pertaining to the suit. Now, it's more revelation to that because the way that Elder Pierce broke it down, the revelation that God gave him, he'll get an opportunity to share revelation that God gave him pertaining to this dream. But this suit, powder blue, the studs were all miniature diamonds around the neck, diamonds, and it was a man's suit. And the man was in the center. The suit was in the center of the ballroom floor. The ballroom floor was a ceramic white cream-looking, pearlish-looking color. So that was the dream, and I wanted to just share that. The Most High Elohim bless you all. Love you all with the love of God. Have a beautiful day.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing that. That's a powerful revelation. It's a lot of revelation coming from that, which you just shared with us, a lot of revelation coming from that that dream. Amen. And I know the man of God, he can give us more clarity from where he's at. Anybody else want to share what they thought? And pretty much what you said there, very powerful. That what they're trying to do is they're trying to take our royal position away. They're trying to snatch what God has mandated for us to have and what he has selected and chosen for such a time as this and the dispensation for which we are in now. That the Lord has prepared for his people right now. That's very powerful, what is being revealed now, what's been shared with us on today. These are all powerful things. Thank you, woman of God. And there's actually more to that. You're so right. There's more to that that God wants to reveal and share with the people of God. Amen. I know Apostle Simmons want to jump in. He's under a boat right now. He better jump off that boat like that young man did and came across the water. But we thank God for what the Lord is doing. I know you're at work, man of God. But we thank God for what God is revealing to his people right now and to the saints. That those dreams are very pivotal dreams to what we're seeing and what we're seeing and experiencing, what we're hearing right now in the land. Amen. Now, that's some people sitting in the background. God has given you some a little glimpse, a little understanding. But if you want to come in, you sure can. If you want to just stay where you're at, you can too as well. But I know this is a powerful prophetic timing of some things that the Lord is speaking and revealing right now to many of us at this time. If you want to come in and say something, you can do that at will. The people of God, the Lord gave you something. Hallelujah. Wow, good stuff.
Good evening.
The Lord is here. Top of the evening. God bless you.
God bless you also. Prophet, God has given me some numbers. I don't know if it have anything to do with what you're talking about, but the number was, he gave me out of nowhere, he said 2398. was just sitting down, and he said 2398.
2398. Amen. 2398. Thank you, woman of God, for revealing those names. You said he gave those to you today?
No, it was a few days ago that he, I was just sitting down on my bed, and he just said 2398. And matter of fact, it was a few weeks ago, because when he given it to me, he had given it to me like on Saturday night. I was just sitting down on my bed, and he just spoke those numbers. But the next day, when you was teaching on the Sunday morning 7 o'clock teaching on Facebook Live, I heard you came with some numbers, and you said 2397. The night before, he told me, he said 2398. And the next morning, that Sunday morning, you was teaching, and you said 2397.
Hey.
I have put these numbers together right. I took them individual, and I took the two as unity and the three as divine trinity, and the nine as birth was birthing, and the eight was new beginning.
Amen. I think Administrator Brian said she got some clarity. Come on in, Administrator Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I think you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean to say, Dr. Rita Bryant. Bless you on today, Dr. Rita Bryant.
Sorry, God bless you, man of God, and God bless everyone that's on the line. No, sir, I was reaching out to you in reference to something else, not in reference to what the woman of God was stating.
Okay. All right. Well, the 2398, those when you look at that 2398, and you're looking at the sequence, which were. See, in that 23, when you look at 23, we're talking about year 2023, and we're talking about something bursting from a place of new beginning. So you're looking at 2023 will be a critical year of things being birthed from a new place. It means that everything that's old is behind us, but God is birthing some things out. And we put those two and three together, you get five, which is grace of God. Through his grace, he is birthing out new things. From two, the oneness, the union, as well as from his divine presence. His divine presence is showing us the power of what he's doing in this month and in this time. Now, if you take the 2-3 and you connect that 2-3, and if you flip it, you'll have this eighth month in this ninth day. So in this eighth month in the ninth day, God's grace is proven to us that number two, his union and his divine plan is manifesting itself for his people. So we are at a time in the land where everything is coming together for the purpose and the plan of God for his people. Now, so if you put nine together and you put 9 together, and you put 3 together, you get 9, 10, 11, 12, you get 12. You put 12 together, you get 12. 12 with 2, you get 12, 13, 14. And then you put 14 with that 14, you get 7, you get 21. So now you have the 21, and you break it down to 7, 7, 7. So God is divinely bringing everything into the divine plan, like Apostle Simmons, the 777 is right, 777. We all connected those spiritual dimensions together that everyone know that this is a completion of all things being done exactly to the specific details of God's plan concerning mankind. So what you saw on this past week, this past last couple of days of this month, is all part of what Dr. King said on August 28, 1963. Here we are 60 years later in the month of August 2023, how everything is coming and everything is being aligned to the details and to the specific plan. Most of us who are followers or who've been listening, you understand that your body and your thought and your mind are coming into such a prophetic order. Everything is coming into such a prophetic order. So many people, that's why it looks like it's confusion, loneliness, what people that dealing with things. No, everything is coming into a prophetic order. And as I've spoken earlier today, and many of you have to get the recording of what I shared earlier today, earlier in the 12 o'clock hour about the events that are going on right now, things that are unveiling right now in this timetable that we're in, this prophetic window that we're in, how strategically God is bringing everything into exactly the prophetic detail of his plan, his strategy for many of us. Yeah, when I say strategy, it's coming together prophetically exactly to the details. All of the details are coming together. And at these details that people are seeing and understanding how what God is doing, it's all about his complete plan. It's all in the manifested form. It's all in the manifested DNA of what he said is going to happen. And you're watching it transpire. You're watching it transpire right now. It's all happening right now in the hour that we're in. So thank you for sharing that, and thank you for revealing that to us. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else today? Anyone else want to share or release what God has given them or something that the Lord has shown them for the people of God right now? Anyone else? Hallelujah. This is a powerful time. What the Lord is doing is very powerful. Very, very prophetic. Very prophetic. Okay?
Pastor?
Yes.
If I can also expound on the numbers to the woman of God, the Lord showed me that the 23 and the 98. He said from 1998 to 2023, that's 25 years in between that. And in those 25 years, those were some difficult times for you. But he said you are in your completed time. And even when you add those numbers up all together, it comes to 22. And 2022 was the hardest year for you. But he has completed everything for you. He's even speaking about the business. You have to get back into the business and continue working it through. You don't have to worry about finances. The provision is already there. But he said those tough years are no longer there anymore. You have now been free. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I receive it, woman of God, and you are so right. And I had don't sit here and edit all the numbers up before you even said, and I said it's 22. But you are right. I went through some stuff, you know, and I did slack back on my business. But just these few days and up until last night, I was working on that, you know. And I just told my little son today when we was driving, I say, we're going to have to sit down tonight. I need you to help me put this thing, because he's good with making images and stuff. I said, you're going to have to help me put this thing together. I said, because these people need this stuff. I said, and they say this is the final of it that they'll, you know, allow me to do it. I said, I have to get this done today. So, woman of God, you are so right. And I thank you, and I receive what you said. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is speaking today. Amen. God is revealing some stuff in this season to the people of God right now. This is a powerful prophetic time right now. All of these, and that's why I said these numbers are very important for the believers to really understand what God is doing for so many people right now in this season. Everything is coming together. That's why when we saw what happened the other day, and many people saw what happened the other day, it's powerful how the alliance and alignment, even what you said, Toya, concerning what the lady said in the background, you broke the code. These are all code breakers of what God is saying. Wow. Thank you. Wow, this is good. Amen. This is powerful. This is right now. This is prophetic. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, anyone else want to come in and release or share? God is proving himself to us again and again and again that he's who he said he is for our life.
Apostle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, me again. I just, because I keep hearing these things, but I just heard now in the spirit of God and the spirit and the realm of the spirit was that the sound of truth and freedom is ringing. Truth is being told, and more people become liberated to who they are and who they belong to in this hour. And that's what I just heard from the spirit of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's happening. And God. And see, one of the things that the Lord is doing too, saints, is what the enemy meant to cause confusion and attention and a divide. God is bringing it back around for the unanimity of positioning, for the unanimity of what's going on. That proved to us as it relates to even what happened yesterday, it happened a couple of days ago. It shows the power and the strength of people coming together, you know, the people coming together to show that they're not going to accept, they're not going to stand down. This is the season not to stand down. You're not going to stand down. You're not going to stand down to the enemy. You're standing up to the enemy in this season because of what's happening, what's transpired, and what's manifesting itself and what's coming to pass. Quickly, it's accelerating itself, and as I said, this year is going to be an accelerated year. We already in August. We're in next month, the new year. Everything is moving so fast. People are waiting. Well, I'm waiting for this month to come. I'm waiting for this day. This is accelerating. You'll miss it. Your body is trying to get you to catch up with its own self. It's a very pivotal time for mankind and the people of God right now. It's very powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Bless the Lord. For the kingdom of God and the vessels that he's using right now. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you say? All right, Administrator Brian, you want to come in with your announcement? Powerful Kingdom Leader.
God bless you, man of God. God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. As you know, we're having our yearly Brain Injury Awareness event that's coming up this Sunday. We have a gospel musical. We try to have it every year to support families that have gone through what my son went through 10 years ago with a brain injury. The entrance, we're charging a $20 donation for the event. And if some of you are in the area, you're welcome to come by at 4946 County Road 76 in Clanton, Alabama at the Morningstar Baptist Church. There's a $20 donation for a wristband for entry. And if you can't come, please, if you will, keep us in your thoughts and in your prayers. We would truly appreciate it. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. And if you want to make a donation, they can make a donation as well, Administrator Willie Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Amen. A worthy cause. We know that if we wasn't on an assignment, we would be there with you all during this time. Amen. Of the event. Amen. All right. Great saints of God. This is something that the Lord is doing. It's happening. We in this thing. I mean, this is a powerful move in the land, and the Lord is revealing, he's revealing some things today. Look at the powerful prophetic move and interpretation, clarity, understanding, revealing to the believer, to the body. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. All right. Well, I just thank God for all of the mighty vessels that the Lord will use today to reveal his mighty hand on us and on the line of you all today. Thanking God for it on today. Thanking the Lord for what he's doing and giving him praise for what he's revealed to us in this season of our life. All right. Anyone else? All right, people of God, well, we thank God. Don't forget, we're heading to the great region, South region, heading to Texas. Be there in San Antonio, Texas, this week, Sunday. We'll be bringing forth the word of God with signs and wonders and demonstrations following Sunday or Saturday. That will be a powerful event in the region there. We will be meeting with some great kingdom leaders and Sunday ministering the word, meeting with the great leadership on this week. I am thanking God for all that the Lord is doing for you and you on today. God is good to us. And we bless the Lord for his presence, his power, his introduction, his allowing us to see, know, and view how great God is to us, in us, and through us, and to all the mighty vessels in the kingdom of God. All right. Bless everybody on today. Continue to walk in that presence of the Lord God for your life, your destiny, and your purpose. All right? Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know him in the middle. Here's the place where you promised to be.
Rise up.